So what's up, everybody? Mr. Hate Vicious here. Now, before I didn't delete my videos. I just put them, you know, unlisted. But I knew a couple of people out there were going to give me some shit about why I did this. In a way, I am, you know, I'm not going away from YouTube. Not just yet, okay? You know, Ken Dalrykin, you know what I mean? He's tired of the... You know what I mean? He's tired of the platform on YouTube. So am I. So is every MGTOW out there. But I may put my videos back up again so everyone could watch. If anything, they shouldn't be slapping a fine on me. They should just, you know, delete my channel. And I'll be fine with that. And I will get the fuck out of here. I don't care. Okay? I will. A lot of people are saying, oh, McHenry fucking, you know, he fucking got you, he got you out of fucking YouTube. It wasn't him. It wasn't anybody. It wasn't anybody. I did it myself because this platform here is junk and I go my own way, bottom line. And I am going to be doing these live streams anytime I want to, when I can. You know, I went out and bought me some beer because I've been pretty sober. You know what I mean? Probably about the last couple of days probably, but I don't know. Last time I was drinking was when I was on Discord with a couple of guys, you know, a couple of MGTOWs on there. You know, I mean, yeah, we were all shit faced. Probably the last time I drank. But yeah, I'm not yet going anywhere. I'm gonna still do some live streams here and there. And you know, I may not post any my video's back up here anytime soon, but I can still see Zangotti still on here. I can still see that Hammerhand is still on here holding the line. I saw Mr. Elite with his new channel. He's holding the line again. So I don't know. When I talked to Ken after one of his live streams and I talked to him in private, he doesn't want me to leave. He doesn't want me to – he wants me to still stay and hold the line here, and which I will. And I think I'm just going to have to do that. Hey, yeah, success, success pool. Yeah, yeah, you were in there too. Yeah, I think that was the last time I drank anything. But yeah, I'm going to have my fun until my court date. That's just about it. You know what I mean? I'm just going to live it to the fullest, you know, because we all know we all are going to get kicked out of here, right? Anybody who is associated with MGTOW, anyone who is using the MGTOW acronym, who's expressing the same philosophy as ours, because they're not going to, you know, we can stop using the MGTOW acronym all we want, right? We can stop using it. But if the philosophy is the same, okay, we can drop the MGTOW label. But if our mentality and our philosophy is still the same like every other MGTOW out there, some people like to change it around, butter it up a little bit. But still, if it sounds like MGTOW, it probably is. Even though you're not claiming the acronym MGTOW, still, YouTube, they don't like the truth. They don't like to hear the truth, especially with these feminists that run YouTube. They run it, and they don't like to hear the truth. We see through their bullshit, and they can't see through anything. You know what I mean? They call us bullshit. MGTOW is not bullshit. MGTOW is a philosophy, and what we say is the truth, and that's just the bottom line. MGTOW is freedom, and MGTOW, you know what I mean, saves men's lives. You know, a lot of kids out there, you know what I mean? I do work for the county, okay? And I see cops all the time. Sometimes they bring their kids to the goddamn, you know, repair yard and shit, you know, where they get their windshields replaced and all this fucking shit. Fuck, you know what I mean? Their kids are walking, looking at their daddies, looking at the cops and, you know what I mean? Thinking that they're heroes. They're not heroes. MGTOWs, we are true heroes. I've saved plenty of lives in person. And not too long ago, like a couple months ago, my fucking neighbor that was living with his mom at the time, because he had to get away from all the bullshit. He had to get away from his mother, his baby's mom. baby's, yeah, his baby's mother, and fucking get away from her. So he found a good job. He found a good job and, you know, went back to Colorado where he's originally from. But before that, man, he was going to take his life away. He had a hose directly in his exhaust pipe, and it was inside of his car. He was going to do it. Otherwise, why would he put that in there? I mean, I took that hose out of that goddamn exhaust pipe and asked him, what the hell are you doing, dude? And he explained his side of the story, and I gave him my advice, and he took it. And about a week later, he sobered up, and then he shook my hand. He thanked me, and he was just like, you know what, man? If it wasn't for you, man, I probably would have just done that. I probably would have just fucking just – and I'm glad I came home that early, you know, came home early that day. I'm glad. If I had not told my boss or my secretary at the time, I was like, you know what? There's nothing going on. Can I just go home? Because, you know, I got shit to do, you know. But as I pulled up and I saw that hose in the car, you know, in the exhaust pipe, I just couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. I was like, really? This guy's going to take his life over a stupid-ass thought? Really? Fuck. I couldn't let that happen. But yeah, I'm glad I talked to him too, MGTOW Life. You know, what's up to everybody in the comment section? New era MGTOW Monk. Yeah, I see you around a lot. What's up? You know, success pull, all you guys out there. But what else? Who else is out here? Ah, Sweet Padre. Yeah, I finally gave you your wrench. I hope you're happy now. What's up, Orange Tango? What's up, MGTOW in the Wind? Arm of Thor. Yep. Clever Cat in the smoke. I'm smoking blunts. Yeah. Smoking blunts ain't my thing, though. Who else is up in here? Is she it? Excuse me if I get your name wrong. Is she at 7? Yeah, can't read that. Yeah, Malaki, right? Yeah, there you go. What's up, buddy? Yeah, a lot of people are up in here, man. But yeah, I'm glad I talked to the guy because now he went back to Colorado and he has a job now. For a while he could not find a job. And he's making about $17 an hour working at some warehouse. I was like, well, that's a fucking chill job, man. I was like, I wish I can get a job like that. You know what I mean? Because you know, you guys know what I do on the side. You know, on the side, I do. You know, I used to do porn. I used to do that web marketing shit until my websites got hacked. And you know, there's no talent where I'm from. But I do autoglass, and you know, sometimes that takes a toll on your fucking body. It really does. I mean, it's not easy work. I would love for you guys to try it. I would love for you guys to try and yank out windshields. It's not fun. It is not fun at all. Sometimes they're stuck in there so hard, and you know, fucking, we have to fucking kick them out. Literally, sometimes we have to kick the windows out. Like on the semi windshield, I had to do, man. I had to kick it out. The owner was like all, you know, talking down, like, oh, why are you doing that, blah, blah, blah. I was like, you know, you want to do my job? I was like, come up here, do that. Don't question my job. I was like, don't do it. Because if it wasn't for me, you'd be doing it your damn self. And that's another thing, too. Nothing was bothering me, but I did go to the McDonald's today for breakfast, and some woman in there was just being all irate, and it's always women. Why is it always women that are just fucking, you know, the most belligerent people out there? I mean, you're belligerent about a goddamn breakfast meal at McDonald's. You know, that could be fixed and be fixed like that. There's no need to get belligerent. That's something that's going to come out of your fucking asshole anyway. Why are you so obsessed and upset about something that's just going to come out of your asshole anyway? But anyway, and then she starts talking down to him. You guys, this is why you guys are stupid. This is why you guys are your age still working at McDonald's and this and that. I was like, I'm like, thinking to myself, like, whoa, 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 It's like, hold up a second. Okay, you may have a good job and you may be making six figures, maybe even more, maybe less than that, maybe $60,000 a year. So what? Still good money. You may be making $50,000 a year. So what? Good money. But you wouldn't have the luxury of taking your hard-earned money and then going to get the things that you like, right? You obviously like McDonald's. So you woke up early in the morning to get your cup of coffee or your fucking orange juice and your goddamn egg McMuffin or whatever the fuck you're trying to buy there. You know what I mean? They have to make it for you, okay? And even though you got your order fixed and you're a belligerent, God knows what the hell they did to it in the back. Do not mess with people who handle your food, and do not mess with people who work on your car. Don't do it. Just don't do it. It's not a fucking good idea. And never talk down to people like that, because somebody has to do that job, right? You know, when we go to the grocery store, somebody has to ring us up. And then a lot of you are probably going to say, well, you know what? Now they have these fucking, you know, self-checkout things. But yeah, but you still, it takes another human being if the fucking machine malfunctions. Has to go in there and takes care of it for you, right? It's not going to all be robots. Life ain't going to be solved by robots. So, you guys, if I were you, I would not talk down to anybody who has a job like working at McDonald's, Walmart, a supermarket, or anything of the sort, because you know what? If anything, if there were no supermarkets, actually, they wouldn't be supermarkets. They'd be markets. They would be markets, but you know what? It would be run by a mom. It would be like a mom and pop store, and there wouldn't be so many resources out there. But still, someone has to be there at the shop, and you know what I mean? Ring your ass up, and then get the products. You know what I mean? And then somebody else has to grow those products. Has to grow the wheat or the oatmeal or fucking the fruits and vegetables and all this fucking shit. You know what I mean? It just. Things just don't pop up out of thin air. Somebody has to work for it. But the clever cat. Yeah, okay. If you're talking about sex or whatever, yeah, you don't need a human being. You can just use a sex doll, maybe a robot. Supposedly, I haven't heard from it yet, but they were supposed to make a robot brothel over here in New Mexico. I don't know what's going on, but they had to pass some kind of law or something out there. But somebody here in New Mexico wanted to make a robot sex doll, brothel over here in New Mexico. That would be interesting, but I don't know. But we'll see about that. Yeah. See, there's a reason why not to get belligerent, at any type of fast food restaurant out there. To make sure no one spits on your food. Yeah, sweet Padre. Yeah, make it yourself. But yeah, you got to be very polite. You got to be very polite when someone's handling your food. You got to be very nice and very polite, because sometimes these people, these waitresses, it doesn't matter, at a restaurant, they deal with some stupid, fucked up people. I used to be a car hop over at the Sonic Drive-In, and I can't tell you how many rude people I ran into. And I don't know what the people at the fountain did. I don't know what they did, but they would always tell me, here, Cam, I remade it for them, and I made it real special for them. And I'm probably assuming that he or she put their dick in there, or they spit in it, or rubbed their vagina in it. I don't know what the fuck they did, but you know what? I know people did that, because there used to be this secretary that I used to work with, okay? And she used to overbook like fucking crazy. And we would be there till about 7:30, maybe 8 o'clock at night. And we hated her for this. She didn't give a fuck. She was making bonus off of our expense. And on top of that, she was making overtime. When we were there, as long as we were there, she had to stay there, and then she was making money. And she got paid by the hour just like we did. But still, fuck, she got a bonus on top of that. So she ordered food. Even though it was her treat, she had one of the guys, you know, a couple of guys, you know, two guys go over there and fetch it for her. And one of the guys took it to the bathroom and grabbed her soda, opened it up, and he rubbed his balls in it. And the other guy was like, dude, what the hell are you doing, bro? And he's like, what do you think I'm doing? And he goes, well, let me in on that. So he rubbed his whole fucking cock and balls in the damn thing and swished it around. And then he went over there and gave it to her. Yeah, you know, when people, when I order food at my work, you know what I mean? I don't have people go fetch it for me. I go and fetch it myself. Because God knows, because I'm not a very nice guy sometimes. Okay, I could be a total fucking dickwad. And God knows what the fuck they're doing to my food. God knows what the fuck they're doing. And yeah, people I work with, I know they've done that before. So, fuck that. But yeah, so I'm not going anywhere, guys. I'm going to do some live streams. You know, this live stream ain't going to be staying up very long. You know, I'll have it on for a couple hours. You know, Ken Del Rican, you know, I like his style. You know, I mean, he's not really making any content, but you know what? He comes on here on, you know, and does a live stream here and there almost every day at the same time. Me, I'm just random. I'm just random. I've always been like that. But yeah, I don't plan on staying here too long, but maybe a couple more minutes. Because I can smell the butter right now, and my Cornish hen is still cooking. I can't wait to dig into that. But yeah, you guys will still see me around here and there. You know, I don't plan on leaving anytime soon. But we all know, though, if we are portrayed as a MGTOW, even though if we're not using the MGTOW acronym or anything like that in our, you know, in our videos and shit, if we're not sporting it, I mean, there's a couple people who were a MGTOW and they used to sport the MGTOW acronym and they're not doing it anymore. And I think it's because they're still established and they're still making money. Those are the only MGTOWs that I see sticking around. It's because, you know, they're making money. And that's the only reason why they're going to stick around on this platform. I'm not here to make money, period. I'm not here to make money at all. So, yeah, guys, you know, thanks for having my back. And, you know, thanks for sticking around. So I'm going to end this stream right now. Because I have to check on my Cornish hen because I'm fucking hungry right now. I'm having the beer munchies right now. So, you know, but I'm Mr. Hey Vicious signing off. And thank you guys for supporting me and sticking around until the end. Because you know what? The end is near. We all see it coming. You know, even if we're talking like a MGTOW, whether or not if we're using the MGTOW acronym, it doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't fucking matter. You know, we're all in trouble here. And we're all going to get wiped out here eventually. I'm Mr. 8 Vicious, signing off.